Hi, my name is Divine Blue, and I just want to say hi to you guys and thanking you all for all the support that you've shown to both Spirit and I over the last couple of days. Most of you are aware that on the 23rd of June 2011, we lost a very, very close friend of ours. His name is Omar Bourne, and nothing prepared us for that day, but we had to prepare ourselves, and we did it. It was very, very, very difficult, and wow, it's only been 2 days now, maybe 3 days, and we're still going through the process, the realization that he's no longer with us. That his purpose on this earth, in physical, has been served, and his death is to be celebrated. Omar has touched so many people's lives, you know, in his physical form, him being alive, and in his spiritual form, him not being here in the form that we know of him to be in. But, yeah, amazing realization. Beautiful things has taken place. A friend of mine recently said that death brings forth with it a rebirth. And within me and within my partner, I know something within us has been rebirthed. We have woken up to the realization that death in the physical is final. And to all of the people that mean so much to us, who are still here with us in the physical, not to ever take them for granted. And I don't mean this in a negative way, but, you know, to pick up the phone and to tell your loved one every now and again how much you love them or how much you appreciate them, or checking in on them every now and again, and, you know, just caring and showing that care. Because we never know, we just never know when death is going to knock on either one of our doors, because death is inevitable for us all. Omar's death has been very painful on every level possible, but it's helped us to look at life differently and to value life. Not that we didn't value life before, but to add more value to our lives and just to embrace those who have been sent into our lives, to be ourselves with those, to be open, to share, to love, to express. Gratitude needs to be expressed. You know, we cannot express how we feel for our loved ones when they are gone. It's always best to think about doing these things when they are here, because like I said, the physical aspect of death is final. We will never see them again in the physical. We could never sit and break bread and go out and dance and laugh again in the physical. So these are things that we naturally take for granted somewhat. We think that, you know, our partners or our family members or our friends are always going to be there. But that's not the case. Death doesn't give us any timing or any warning. It just comes. And as you can see, this is what we are now experiencing. So I really want to thank everybody that's been supportive to Spirit and I. And also to Omar's friends. He's a lot of friends have been feeding what we're feeding as well. And wow. Omar, thank you so much for being that light in our lives. Thank you for visiting us last night. We felt your presence very strongly. And now that you've taken on these new wings, we ask that you'll always be there for us, to guide us, to protect us. And I know you'll always continue to love us. I love you and I miss you. And see you soon on the other side. See you soon. Peace.